This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live, where our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources that can truly help you in caring for an elderly loved one. We provide you the facts and only the facts in a very educational way. And sometimes we have a little bit of fun around here too. But look, there's just no other program like this. And I am so proud of Senior Care Live, and I'm so happy that you tuned in today. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. And thanks for being here today, and happy post-Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving weekend, as we like to call it at my house. We have all the stuff that we do. We do, of course, we have the family gathering. We eat way too much food. My belt can attest to that. We do a little shopping. We put up all the Christmas tree, all the lights, all the decorations. It's just an awesome 4-day weekend for my family, and I hope you are enjoying yours as well. And again, thanks so much for being here today. If you have questions about the program or how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online. Our website, it's at seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to connect with us socially on Facebook and Twitter. We do a lot of communications through social media, and you do not want to miss out. All right. I want to just kind of review a lot of really good information on Alzheimer's disease for the first part of the program. And then we have some special guests for a little bit later on in the program. And it's going to be all excellent information. Again, thanks for being here. And you want to catch all of this. But again, I'd like to thank Dr. Jeff Burns, the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center, for being our keynote speaker at our recent free educational event. It was very well attended, and everyone just loved it. Now, I told everyone I got up at 4 a.m. and chopped up the fruit and made the bagels and all that stuff, but actually I was just kind of kidding about that. I I ordered those from Panera. So Panera, thanks for that. But yeah, we had a great breakfast, a lot of good coffee. We just had a great time. The audience asked many, many really, really good questions. It was just a fantastic event. And I took some notes, and I'll tell you, when I was reviewing the notes, I really felt compelled to share the information with you. So if you missed the program, missed that free educational event, here are some of the highlights. So the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center has renewed its national designation for another five-year term. This is big-time news. All right. So, you know, did you know that right here in our own city, we have one of only 31 nationally designated Alzheimer's disease centers? Right. Only 31 in the entire country. One of them is right here in our own backyard, and they've renewed for another 5 years, which, by the way, you have to qualify. They don't just hand these things out. All right. You have to be doing some excellent work, and you have to qualify, and they qualified, and then now they've requalified for another 5 years. So congratulations to Dr. Burns and the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center and all the good folks working there. Now, Alzheimer's disease is the presence. So this was all, I thought, just really, really interesting. Alzheimer's disease is the presence of this stuff called amyloid plaque. Okay, so you have plaque in the brain is present, and also something called tau tangles. So plaque and tangles, not supposed to be there, but if you have Alzheimer's, they are in your brain, and obviously that causes lots of problems. So it is very important to understand what causes the presence of the plaque and tangles, then determine, is this the cause of Alzheimer's or the result of Alzheimer's? So understanding this is the key to successful treatment and ultimately finding a cure for this terrible, terrible disease. So they do a lot of trials, run a lot of trials, and they have to test to see if these medications are going to work or have any impact or no impact at all. And so they have phase one, phase two, and phase three. At a phase three trial, it's either going to be declared as successful or not, right? So one of the things that caught me, caught my attention, Dr. Burns said that phase two trials and the data is very exciting, having a major positive impact on Alzheimer's disease to reduce amyloid plaque. So I think they're very excited about that. And he said, now we're also working on attacking the tangles, the tau tangles, and that part of the disease, because you have to deal with both of those things. All right. And then he said, if the phase three trials go well, it will dramatically change the effectiveness of the treatment of Alzheimer's. And here, I thought this was really exciting. There are now 18 drugs in phase three trials. This is how far they've gotten. Okay. And one of 31 accredited national sites for Alzheimer's disease study and research throughout our country. But I'll tell you what, we have these sites all over the entire world. The entire world is trying to solve this. And I'm really excited about the progress. But if there are 18 drugs in the phase three trials, and at that point it will be declared either effective or not. And he said everything we've done to date has failed. But to me, that's not a failure. That's just one step closer to success. So it's kind of like if you think of a shotgun, right? You're testing all these things, and then one by one, you eliminate them, and you sharpen your focus, and your focus becomes narrow. And eventually, it is laser sharp to figure out how you can beat or prevent or cure this horrible disease. So here's another thing that he said. This one jumped off the page, for me anyway. If we can delay, this is from Dr. Burns, if we can delay the onset of Alzheimer's by 5 years, so he's not saying cure it, he's not saying postpone it forever, 5 years, if you can delay the onset of Alzheimer's by 5 years, he said, we will reduce the Alzheimer's population by 50%. Let me say that again. He said, if we can delay the onset of Alzheimer's by just 5 years, we can reduce the number of people with Alzheimer's by half, reduce the population by 50%. That's big time right there. That's just incredible. And so you have to crawl before you walk before you run and all that. But, that's one of the goals. So, higher aerobic exercise equals lower brain atrophy, which could slow the disease process. So he's always said this. This is one thing that Dr. Burns has said that I've always remembered. He looked at me and said, Steve, here's the easy way to remember it. If it's good for the heart, it's good for the brain. I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, aerobic exercise, good for your heart and good for your brain. He said that exercise stabilizes the decline. And I had to think about this for a minute. But again, if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain. Any exercise is better than none. More exercise is even better. So think about this for a minute. And I'm not anti-drug. I prefer to be a minimalist, and if you have to have it, you have to take it. That's great. Just think about this. If exercise stabilizes the decline, well, guess what some of the current drugs do? They stabilize the decline. So could it take the place of the drugs, or could it enhance the drugs if you did both? You took the medications and you exercised? I don't know. I know that's one of the things that they're looking at the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. This one blew me away. What have we been told for years? Don't smoke. If you smoke, it's so bad for you. It's so detrimental to your health. There's nothing good about it, right? Well, a lot of people don't smoke anymore. The numbers are down. Still too many people smoke, but not like it used to be. He said, in this one, people kind of chuckled at it, but it got my attention. Sitting is the new smoking. Sedentary lifestyle, sitting is the new smoking. It'll kill you, right? Or at least it's not good for you. So he said even gentle walking is beneficial, right? That was amazing. So remember, but we've said here forever, 50 is the new 30, right here on Senior Care Live. And now we're going to add Dr. Burns' mantra here. Sitting is the new smoking. So get off your rear and take a gentle walk, and you'll be better off for it, right? So so good for your heart, good for your brain. And then they can now perform a brain scan to identify the presence of amyloid plaque, and you don't have to wait until death to study the brain pathology, which is prior to the new scanning technology. That's the only way they could absolutely confirm the presence of Alzheimer's. So it's amazing. Now, that's really expensive. So just like any new technology, it's just stupid expensive right now, and then as they build more of these scanners and they do more volume of scanners and they get some insurance companies to see the value of proactively scanning, then you'll see the price start to come down and insurance companies start to participate with that. Unfortunately, right now, that's out of pocket, and I think they're about $5,000, so it's not affordable for most people, but it is available. All right, we'll have more of that right after the break, but first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. When is the peak demand for all senior care communities, including assisted living, nursing homes, memory care, and continuing care retirement communities? Now, here are your options. A, March, B, July, C, October, or D, January. What's your guess? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now. Oh, heck, you could call anytime, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you are not by a radio, but you have an internet connection, this program streams live to any electronic device. Go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it will stream to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It's really that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When is the peak demand for all senior care communities? And this would include assisted living, nursing homes, memory care, and continuing care retirement communities. And here are our options. A, March. B, July. C, October. Or D, January. And the answer is D, January. And if you've been listening to the program for any length of time at all, you probably already knew the answer to that one. So, of course, there's the seasonal demand where it's the lowest in the summer, and then it increases toward the end of the year, and then it'll spike. The highest demand is in January, actually continues into February, and then it falls off. It's an inverse bell curve. Kind of looks like a cereal bowl, actually. So, the moral of that story, don't put it off. And I'll be talking more about that throughout the next few weeks. So back to all of our, kind of the highlights, some of the key points that I picked up from, our free educational event with Dr. Burns, the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. Just really interesting. He said this one's kind of scary. 30% of adults have amyloid plaque present in their brains right now. A third of the adults. Now, he said not every one of these adults has Alzheimer's or will have Alzheimer's, but it is present. Okay, so large-scale trials are currently underway. There was one nice lady in the audience. She was really nice. She was asking about how she can participate in some of their upcoming trials, and she had previously participated in some trials and really enjoyed it. And she felt like, she said, look, I'm just doing something good for all of my friends, neighbors, families, for all of humanity. I want to be involved and I want to do more. How can I do more and get more involved? So I just want to put a call to action for all of our listeners. If you feel moved by the phenomenal work that's being performed at the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center and you want to help out and you want to make a difference, contact KU Alzheimer's Disease Center right away and ask to participate in one of their many upcoming trials. So here's how you do this. You can go online to start that process. It's at KUAlzheimer.org. KUAlzheimer.org. Or you can make a phone call, 913-588-0555, 913-588-0555. And guess what? The number one deterrent to finding a cure, lack of participation, lack of participants for these clinical trials. So we have to have people sign up, raise their hand, go through these trials. The lady said, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't really take up much of your time. It's actually a whole lot of fun. He also mentioned risk factors. Someone asked about sleeping issues. He said amyloid plaque actually clears out during sleep. So getting a good night's rest actually reduces one of the risk factors for Alzheimer's. He also said if you have a family history, a lack of exercise, sedentary lifestyle, and there are some other ones as well, all of these are risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. Right off the top, he said the number one question I'm asked, what is the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? Well, he cleared this up very quickly. He said Alzheimer's is the biggest cause of dementia. 60% of dementia is Alzheimer's. So think about this. So Alzheimer's is the presence of the plaque and tangles. That's Alzheimer's. The plaque and tangles disrupt our brain and causes the dementia. If that makes sense, I think it does. So the second biggest cause of dementia, Lewy bodies, and that's the abnormal aggregate of proteins that develop inside of nerve cells. And again, that disrupts the brain, causes dementia. So that, I just think all that's so interesting. Also, I'm going to ask Dr. Burns if he'd like to be our keynote speaker at another upcoming free educational event. So Dr. Burns, if you're listening, I'm calling you. All right. And he is so nice. Maybe we can also have him back on Senior Care Live. I love the guy. He just does such a fantastic job. We're so lucky to have Dr. Burns and all of the good people from the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center right here in Kansas City working very hard every single day to find a cure for this prolific and terrible, terrible disease. So, to all of our friends there, thank you so much for all the good work, that you're doing. Now, speaking of Alzheimer's, this past week, I started working with a couple. They listened to the radio program last weekend and they said, look, we're looking to downsize from our home, move to a continuing care retirement community. Now, his wife is fully independent. Her husband has Alzheimer's. And so, we worked together. She shared a story and I'm not going to go into much detail on this one today, maybe another time, but she said, look, I have to tell you, I called and I'm not going to call him out here. I might later on, but she called one of these free referral services. And, she says just very impersonal. The only thing they seem to be interested in is how much money do we have? She said we seem to have plenty of money for them to get excited about us. And, she said all they were doing is just selling me on a couple of two or three different places they represent. Now, she didn't know that if she chose one of those places, this free referral service gets several thousand dollars in kickback. She goes, oh, well, that explains why they were so aggressively selling me. Right. And she said the second she hung up the phone, she said literally within a few seconds, her phone rang from one of these communities that they were recommending. It's like it's a race to see who can get to them first. She said, I was absolutely disgusted by the entire process and how they made me feel. And she said, I'm so glad that we listened to your program and discovered you. We're so glad that you're helping us through this process of finding the right fit of the continuing care retirement community. Again, if you're interested in help from Senior Care Consulting, our number is 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. All right, we're going to shift gears now and speak with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And hey, guys, happy Thanksgiving Day weekend.
Yeah, great to be here. Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, so I had to loosen the belt a notch, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe two.
I'm not sure I put mine on.
I love the honesty.
Yeah, there you go. Huh?
Right? Sweatpants. Yeah. Sweatpants fixes that.
That's what I was going to do. On ahead.
Sweatpants and just go for it. You know, when I was younger, I used to, it was like a contest. How much food can I eat? Now, the older I get, the more I realize how stupid that is and how miserable I am. So I try to control it a little bit. So
yeah, but when you're younger, it doesn't stick around as long.
That's right.
When you're older, just, you know, takes a vacation.
Yeah, that's right. It hangs out on the, what do they say, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, or something like that.
Or the belly.
Exactly.
Or the belly here, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. So hey, guys, thanks for being here today. And right after the break, let's get in and talk about just the relevance of the holidays coming up and the timing and the importance of remodeling your home to age in place. So for our listeners, hang on, stay tuned. Do not touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, so give it a call, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode, you want to re-listen to it, or you want to share it with a friend, no worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab and you can find all of the previously aired episodes right there. You click on the play button, boom, you're in. And it's really that easy. We have hundreds of people doing that each month, by the way. So feel free to help yourself. All right. Back to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And fellas, I hear this all the time. I know you do too. So families get together for Thanksgiving. I almost said Halloween. I suppose they could do that too. A lot of people, that's their favorite holiday, you know. They go to the extremes. But it's very common for people, families to get together and maybe the kids live out of town, out of state, and they come back in. It's the highest travel day and, all that stuff. But I hear over and over again, man, we went in and I'm like, whoa, mom has really declined. We had no idea. She's really declined a lot in the recent past here. Or I didn't realize that dad was starting to get a little bit agitated or aggressive or mom told us that she found dad walking down the street and all of a sudden we have this safety issue. You just have all these new realizations. And so then families start to talk. And
it's a great time to do an evaluation of your older loved ones and whether that be a parent, a grandparent, or whomever.
Absolutely. And just kind of take stock and do an evaluation, like you said, and just figure it out. And many times they need to move to assisted living or a nursing home or memory care. But many times, probably more often than not, they're going to stay home, but they're going to make some changes at home. And so that's where we talk about remodeling your home to age in place, maybe make it easier, safer. Safety is a huge issue. Maybe bring in home care. You might be able to do that and stay home for the next, a long time, 1, 2, 3 years, something like that.
Well, that would be, I think, everyone's preference if they can stay in their own home.
But absolutely.
Obviously, you want them to be safe. And, not only are you evaluating, I think, the people or the person themselves, but sometimes just the situations around the home. If you see more neglect in the home, maybe not as clean as it used to be or more clutter. We were talking about, people setting around more, and sometimes that's just a way of life for older people.
Yeah, watching TV a lot.
Well, I just sold a job to a couple that they're buying a house this month, no, next month, and she's in a wheelchair, and they need a ramp put in.
Okay,
before they can really move in.
Yeah,
so we're getting everything together and taking care of the ramp and one of the bathroom doors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's not that big a deal to do it. It's just a matter, but they got ahead of the ball. They didn't call us when they were closing on the house.
Oh boy.
We're
moving in next week. Can you stop by tomorrow?
Right.
We do hear that.
We do. And we do our best to try to accommodate it, but it's almost impossible to do that.
Yeah.
Cause we've got jobs going on. But for what's a relatively small expense, that house is going to be much more comfortable for her.
Absolutely. You've got the ramp, you've got the wider doorways,
right.
and sometimes you can make a few changes to remodel maybe some key parts to make that house fully functional versus we can't use it at all. Sometimes it probably doesn't take much.
No, it really doesn't in most cases.
All right. And so if this is resonating with you and you're like, we need to call Mr. Remodeler. We need to have him come out and give us a bid, take a look at a job, see what it's going to take. Reach out to Mr. Remodeler at 816-453-3049. On the Kansas side, 913-362-7166, or you could always go online. They have a new website. It's really nice, very well laid out. You can see before, after pictures. I'm a pictures guy, so I love that part of it. But it's at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. Been in business since 1969, started by Keith's dad. I don't know if any other remodeling and construction business has been around that long, and that's unheard of.
I think there are a couple. It's definitely a testament.
Yeah, and so you're doing a good job. Your customers recommend other customers. Your customers are repeat customers.
Absolutely.
And then this segment of business for remodeling your home to age in place, that's a big deal. Because as Mark said before, most people, if it's me, I want to stay home.
Exactly. Right. And I think the key thing is just really to be proactive. It doesn't cost anything to have us come out and evaluate the situation and see what we can do to help. And this time of the year is a great time of the year to have that done, maybe while you're, you know, and a lot of times we talk about the children or the grandchildren evaluating the residents of the home, but sometimes people know. I mean, I think the older people know, and maybe they need to tell their children that, you know, I need some help or I need this or that. And it's certainly good to have that help, you know, from a family member to make those decisions.
You know, and this is just, this is the perfect time. And I know a lot of people, if they see an issue, they'll, what do we all do? We put things off.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to ignore an issue like this.
Yeah. And it's human nature. I mean, I put things, right. Well, now when my wife would say I'll put everything off, but we won't listen to her. She said, have you seen that meme on Facebook? It says, don't push me, honey. I'll get it done in the next 6 months or so.
6 months. Right.
Yeah. So yeah. That's kind of me sometimes, but this was an easy one to put off. And I would like to just, really, really encourage our listeners, don't put this one off. You can put something else off, right. But this one's too important. This is about safety. This is about someone who you could get hurt really easily, not being able to get around your bathroom or in and out of the house. And then that could result in a fracture. And all of a sudden, you got big time problems real fast.
And for, you know, definitely for 2 months in a home or in a facility, you know, you can do all sorts of things. For 1 month, you can have a roll-in shower. You know, you can change out the doors, put in a ramp. You know, there are all sorts of things. Now, you can't do all of that for 1 month.
But, yeah.
You know, grab bars are what everybody thinks about, but there's a lot you can do to a house. You know, and a lot of people aren't in a ranch, so they've got to come up with ways to kind of work around that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can convert rooms. You know, to bedrooms, if it's a temporary situation, you can do room additions. There's a multitude of ways to do this, which will extend greatly your comfort and the time you can be comfortable in the home.
Absolutely. And I've told this story before, but it's a true story. One of my clients, you know, I helped her find a nursing home for her husband. It was about $10,000 a month. They had long-term care insurance, and they had some resources. They could pay for that for quite a while, but that's darn expensive. I don't care who you are. $10,000 a month. That's a ton of money. But she said that, she had her bathroom remodeled to a roll-in shower. He's a big guy. He has MS. And so she said that one thing was causing me too many problems. I solved that issue. One issue of a roll-in shower. She said, I was able to keep him home 3 more years.
Yeah.
3 more years.
Big savings.
So do the math. Do the math on that. It's unbelievable. $360,000 is what it saved her.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's pretty good ROI.
Well, and we do offer, you know, we've got financing available and take credit cards. So there's multiple ways of actually paying for it.
Absolutely.
If that's an issue.
Yeah.
Well, I think, too, as we're doing those evaluations of our family members, you know, it might be that maybe they do need to move into assisted living, but that doesn't mean that a place is going to be available for them either.
Oh, boy,
so,
that's true.
you don't necessarily want to take the first place you find. I mean, that's more your area, Steve.
Yeah,
but, you know, I just hear horror stories. So, you know, maybe we can prolong that stay at home to keep them there while the search is going on for a place to put them.
There are some places that are very desirable that people want. There's one place that just comes off the top of my head to mind here. 2-year wait list.
Wow.
Goodness.
Two years. And so, you know, I have people who say, well, I don't know if we can wait that long, but we're going to give it a try.
Yeah.
Well, so what are you going to do in that gap?
Right. And we can come in and help hopefully bridge that gap and buy you more time and make you safe there. And maybe it does take some in-home care and some other things, help with family, whatever it might be, but we can certainly make the home safe.
And then when you do make some of these changes to your home, you're spending money, but you're also adding equity and value to your home.
That's what I was just getting ready to say, is none of these changes take away from the value of your home. It's, you know, the, like we've talked about before, the grab bars can look like, you know, towel bars, a walk-in shower is actually trendy right now.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had one.
Yeah. No, exactly. You're definitely not, we're in one case, you're just putting money in something or spending money.
Yeah.
You're actually investing it in this.
Yeah, and so if you go to one of the facilities, and there's nothing against facilities, if you need one, you need one, right? But, you know, you are spending money there versus if you stayed home, you are investing your money in an asset, and that's going to give you a return when you go to sell your home. It definitely makes it more valuable. So to reach out to Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth, 816-453-3049, 816-453-3049, or in Kansas, 913-362-7166, 913-362-7166, or online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now. Our toll-free number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, it's 1-800-331-6445. You can also contact us online through our website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. com. Back to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. If this is getting your attention and you're like, you know what, we have some issues. We can see some things coming here, and I think we're going to need to make some modifications to our home. Don't let anyone, just anyone, do this work. This is more important, I think, than any other type of remodel or adjustment that you might make. You want this done right from people who are they're CAP certified age in place specialists. They've been doing this type of work for decades, way before there was ever a trendy and cool certified age in place specialist designation. Reach out to Mr. Remodeler online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. Or you could also call either of these phone numbers, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049.
Well, some of the jobs we've been doing recently, one of them, they're taking a hallway bath and a master bath. And it's a very long main bath or hallway bath.
Okay.
So there's a lot of space there that we can use. So we're basically taking about 5 feet out of it, if I remember right.
Okay.
Pushing everything forward in that hallway bath that we're keeping the tub because they have grandchildren.
Okay. Well, you got to have that.
Right. Yeah. But what they don't need in the hallway bath is a 6 foot double vanity.
Uh-huh.
So we're shrinking that down to something much smaller, moving the tub, moving everything down, and putting this walk-in shower. And then making a commode room out of that. And then basically opening up the rest of the master bathroom. They have a larger vanity, a curve around a corner.
Ah.
And opening it up. So right now they're both perfectly healthy. But as they age, they'll be, you know, turning radius in there for a wheelchair if needed.
Aha.
So.
Well, that's a great use of the space. You get rid of a wall. And like you said, you kind of consolidate a bathroom that didn't use the space very well, had a lot of extra, and then use the extra to really benefit them. And then so that's a perfect example, I think, of you can spend $5,000-$7,000 a month in a care community, or you can spend a little bit of money and you're not spending it, you're investing it into the biggest asset most people own, and that would be your home. And then that's going to give you a return when you sell the property.
Right.
Well, and in that case too, those people are being proactive, and they're doing it now on their timetable, and not in a situation where, you know, they're up against the wall and they've got to have something done right away, which is the case where I ran into a lady the other day who had MS, and she had a scooter that she used in the house, and she literally could not make the turn from the hallway into her bedroom without pulling forward, backing up, pulling forward, backing up.
Oh, no.
And there were holes in the walls. Yeah.
So the turn was just too tight.
Too tight.
Okay.
Too tight.
For the scooter.
Yeah. So she would do that several times. Then her daughter would come over and pick up the front of the scooter to get her turned around, which she's very frustrated with.
That would
and
be
the,
so frustrating.
The point that she really could not get out of there without, she was not independent in her own home. She had to rely upon a family member or someone to be there all the time if she wanted to navigate around the house.
Because of a turning radius.
Yes, which there was a simple solution, which we were looking at all types of modifications. But in this case, it was just moving the location of the door in the bedroom to a different wall where she had a straight shot off the family room and didn't have to deal with the hallway at all.
Okay.
And then we talked about that happened to back up to the garage. And there again, she wanted to be able to get out of the house in case of a fire or an emergency of some type. Or in this case as well, even an ambulance, when she had one called the last time, they couldn't get in to get her out on the stretcher
because
of that same turning radius.
Oh, my gosh.
So these were things that we were discussing as possibilities just there again to keep her safe.
And it's a pretty simple fix.
Yes. Yeah. It was not a, you know, we weren't tearing down structural walls or anything
it's
like that.
It's not a $100,000 deal. I mean, this is pretty simple fix.
Absolutely. You can take out just small parts of walls and recreate the way you even move around a house. I mean, a lot of houses built in the 90s have that wraparound kind of peninsula in the kitchen. So when you come in through the garage, you got to go all the way around the peninsula and everything's in the way.
Yeah.
You know, where you can remove what's usually like a 4 or 5 foot wall there. Put an island there, you actually gain storage, and you can move either direction, open the whole thing up into the living room.
Wow. And that sounds nicer, too.
And it is. It's the whole open concept, which is what everybody wants right now.
Yeah.
But if you're also in a wheelchair or a walker or just have trouble getting around, it's going to be a lot more comfortable for you.
Absolutely. And you shared the story of your dad's home and when he had a walker, and he kind of, you all and your dad kind of thought forward a bit and put some things in place, but you didn't think through all of the things.
Right.
And it was a different story once he was actually in the home and with the walkers, like, oh, wait a minute. Now that could be a little bit better right there. And you start identifying these things. So you look at the situation through a different lens, if you're actually there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I honestly can't take any credit for it. He built it in 1986.
Oh, okay.
So I had much different things on my mind in 1986.
Being
21 years old.
Oh, yeah.
But no, but he did, having, you know, worked in enough homes, you know, the biggest thing he missed was the width of the bathroom door. So we had to widen the door once he got into a walker.
Yeah.
But the rest of the house is flat, open concept, you know, where he could get around a lot of universal design ideas that they didn't have a name for it back then.
He was way ahead of his time.
Yeah.
He really was.
Yeah.
And so when I say that Mr. Remodeler has been doing this kind of work decades before there was ever a trendy certified age in place specialist designation, I'm not kidding, okay? So reach out to Keith Blay and Mark Worth at Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049.
You know, we've also done some projects where we actually went into the independent living facilities and had to make modifications.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because those are really set up a lot like apartments.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, we've put grab bars in those types of facilities. I've taken carpet out, put hard surfaces in because they were in a wheelchair, needed to be able to roll easier, widened a door a couple times. I mean, you know, we talk about homes, but sometimes when you're making that first step to a facility, and a lot of those places are not, until you get to that assisted living or long-term care, aren't really set up sometimes for your needs. So if you run into that situation, we can help you as well.
You know, and that's a really good point, because if you're in a wheelchair, and you don't think about it until you're in a wheelchair, if you're in deep carpet, like with a nice big thick pad, which feels really good on your feet, try pushing a wheelchair through that. It's almost impossible.
I had one over the summer that we put bifolds in. We put bifolds in a 36-inch door.
Uh-huh.
Because they swung both directions. It was easier for him to get in and out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very, very good. So these are just some of the things that Mr. Remodeler can help you through, help you think through. Reach out to Keith Blay and Mark Worth again, 913-362-7166, 816-453-3049, or online at mrremodeler.com. Keith and Mark, thanks so much for being here today.
Great to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Excellent, excellent information. All right, to everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.